100% carbon offset power you can be proud of.
What about this bloke not booted off Dancing with the Stars like Dean Wells was? Ed Cavalier is here, guys.
Hello, everybody.
G'day, mate. Great. Did anyone talk to him? Did they know who he was?
Look, it did take a while. I was speaking to Ross Noble yesterday, the comedian, who actually came along. He was in the audience, Fief, as my guest.
Man. Right? Oh, wow.
Which was just a weird Where's Wally for people watching at home. Is that Ross Noble or is this a troll wandered in?
He is.
And when he said that when Dean Wells walked on stage at the start, that he turned to his wife and said, "Why is a bloke from the crowd got up? Get off me." But you know what? You talk about humbling experiences, right? Like Dean and I, we had a good chat. You know, we got along. Everyone gets, you know, in these shows, you end up talking to people. You guys have both done it. You guys have both made the final, which you've only mentioned 9 times off air.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, you end up sort of getting to know people that you wouldn't normally get to know in the industry and in and around.
So well, he only said he was friends with Chloe, so.
Oh, really?
You, obviously, you didn't make an impression.
Well, I've not met Chloe yet because, you know, she's got her own trailer, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, she does.
But anyway, so we're chatting away, but Dean and I, but then there was a moment, and Hughesy reminded me of this last night on our radio show, which is on this very network. He said, "Mate, at the end of the show, you're in the bottom two, and it was you and the most hated man in Australia, Dean from Maths. How did that make you feel?"
We're in the bottom two?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's in the bottom two.
Do you know that you're not really in the bottom two?
What do you mean? I stood there.
Yes, I know, but by votes, you're not really. It's only the loser who is actually last, and the other one standing next to them is not really the last one, but they want you to stay in for a longer period of time, so they want people to encourage you to vote.
Oh.
Are you sure about that?
I am 100%, mate. I know exactly how it works.
No, I'm just going to say to you, I know that was the case with I'm a Celeb, but I don't know that it is with Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, don't worry. I was all over that.
Right.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So are you saying that people should or shouldn't vote for me on the number? Now
they want to vote for you. They want to vote for you.
But Byron, I can't remember the number, but it's behind you because I managed to put it up in the studio before I got here this morning.
Want it again?
Yeah.
Give me everything, mate. Give me everything.
Yeah, there he is. That's Henry from Moondah. He's the leader of my cheer squad.
He's great.
I don't want the judges telling me about my, like, your shoulders out of whack and all that English guy with the dead eyes going, "Darling, your feet are in the wrong place." I just want to finish my dance and go, "Henry from Moondah, what did you reckon?"
Give me everything, mate. Give me everything.
Yeah, no worries, Henry. See you next week.
How are you finding the training? Because it's awful.
Is it, though? But, Fief, you just said off air that it's the closest you ever felt to being an athlete. Right?
Yes.
So did you, how many hours a day did you do?
Well, I was doing breakfast radio at the time in Sydney and I would finish that shift at 9 and then I would go straight to this, the studio and I would do about I'd go till 5 or 6 p.m. So all day.
I was doing 40 hours Monday to Friday. It was awful.
You were?
Yeah, it was awful.
But you were still playing, footy.
I was playing local footy in Yarrawonga, so I had to play on the Saturday. It was awful.
And did the cha-cha help you with that? Did the cha-cha help you with your local footy?
I already was an athlete, so I didn't actually feel like one. I felt like I hated it.
I hated
the experience.
I loved it because see, Ed, also at that time, I was single with no kids. I had nothing to do with my time.
Yeah,
I was happy to dance.
I was just getting back with my wife, so I didn't have any good times at all.
Actually, Fief says what a great experience.
The after party's meant to be amazing. I didn't get to go to one.
Oh, that's
Ed Fief talks about what a great experience it was for her, and then Fev said it was hard for him. I would have thought it was the other way around based on this. This was infamous audio that we play often, and we'll put the video up yet again on our Insta story, as Fief falls down the staircase.
Oh, this is classic.
Dancing with the Stars. Here we go. And Daryl Summers was deeply concerned.
You were coming down to the music, and all of a sudden... It was quite dramatic. We were very, very seriously concerned about you because you fell face first down the stairs. Seeing that back, how did they packed it in ice?
I had X-rays and the doctor. We've got it heavily strapped and I'm on painkillers. And
right.
The doctor hasn't given the okay yet, but hopefully. Okay.
How good is your voice in that? Because halfway through, the painkillers take over and start operating your mouth for you.
So we're voting for Ed, guys.
How do we vote?
Oh, well, I've got it here. I've got that it airs Sundays at 7:30 on 10.
I've laminated my face behind you, Byron, over your right shoulder. There I am.
Near the Glen 20.
Yeah, get the number.
It's text Ed.
Yes.
1995-1010.
Yes, that's right. Don't make me Dean Wells.
Ed.
Didn't think I'd say that.
95, 10, 10. Why
you I can't believe you were the bottom two next to him. That would have been flattening.
It was humbling.
Yeah. 101.9 The Fox.
Oh, it's all heating up on maths. Intimacy week continues, Fev. And Hayley, who we had on the show the other day.
Yeah. She's been getting around the beach with no top on.
Well, yeah, those photographs were released in the press yesterday. Down, where do you think that beach was?
I'm not sure.
Anyway, interesting photos. Anyway, despite all the heated arguments with David, and we had a chat with her about David, now they're revealed they've gotten a bit hot and heavy and there's stuff happening.
Mm.
But very, not only...
you say that, Boxy, because we had her in and she does not like that man at all.
I know,
but then last night's episode, they were getting it on.
And then as they were enjoying breakfast, Hayley, well, should we listen to what Hayley said to David?
You know, it's not hard work anymore.
Yeah, we're starting to embrace each other's weirdness.
Yeah.
True.
I love you. I mean, I don't know how to wrap my head around this, babe.
Ooh.
Do you know what?
That's what a little crispy bacon can do.
Oh, but do you know, Fev, I see what happened there because I'm that kind of person. I would say that to someone I don't know very well if they're funny and they've done something. I just go, oh, I love you.
No, Boxy,
but I don't mean
on,
I
wait,
love
whoa, whoa,
you.
Whoa. She was in her lingerie, cooked him up a nice big breakfast, sat on his knee. There's no way that you would say that. You wouldn't even put yourself in that position.
I know. Do you know what? I guess I have. I, in one of my relationships, I went too early. And I remember in the excitement and it was just like, oh, I love you. And I remember the look on his face. Yeah, because you never forget that moment.
Yeah.
Because it's
you'd run that quick.
No, but to be honest, we were together for 5 years. So he was just shocked because for him, and then it became this awkward conversation where he was explaining to me that, well, just, it, you know, what's love and, you know, I have feelings for you. And
so
I'm like, oh, this is too much. No, he didn't. But he was sort of saying to me, I just have to take that. His first comment. Oh. So I said, I love you. And he went, oh, gosh, I've just got to take that in. It's so big, isn't it? I've just got to take that in.
Anything other than I love you back is just not good enough. And it doesn't matter what you say, Fev. Like anything other than I love you as well or I love you too is not acceptable.
You could say me too.
Yeah, ditto.
Oh,
well, see, not ditto. Me too. You get away with me too.
30
for a little
to
bit.
60. Let's hear. Has anyone got any techniques for how you handle an I love you bomb? The I love you bombs when you're like, whoa, I don't want to reply. I don't want to return it. Like, or what has happened when you've dropped or someone dropped an I love you on you? Like, how did you get out of it?
Oh.
Because we on this show, we've got a little thing that we love to play. We haven't played it this year. We have to bring this back.
We should bring it back.
Yeah. It's the I love you game. And often when we're interviewing big, high-profile guests, we challenge each other to say I love you.
I reckon we could have said it to one of that pussycat doll we interviewed. I reckon we would have got one back.
We probably would have.
At that time.
Fev, remember we had Scott Disick on the show, the Kardashian,
Courtney
Kardashian's ex, and you tried to get an I love you out of him?
Yeah, I tried. Scott, I love you too, mate.
Oh, man, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Have a great day tomorrow.
All right.
Giddy up.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was awkward.
Wow.
Nothing. Then there
what was
a cringe.
Giddy up? See, that's what happens. You say things you don't mean.
You get awkward.
I've never said giddy up in my whole life.
I know. When you don't get an I love you back, things get very awkward, like when Byron, who he loves Adam Lambert, in town at the moment, playing with Queen.
Great singer.
You tried to get an I love you from Adam Lambert, and he wasn't having a bar of it.
Anyway, I'll talk to you soon, man. I'll
talk to you soon.
Love you. Love you. Love you, mate.
Thanks again.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you.
Too many.
Oh, I tried.
We've even got high-profile guests. Remember MLB, one of our great mates from the Spice Girls? We got her to ring her hotel receptionist when she was in town to try and get an I love you out of them.
And then the person that does my room service, can you just make sure he's really hot? And I'm the same person.
I'm not sure what I can do about that one, but I'll do my best.
Okay, yeah, please try.
Alrighty, anything else?
No, I love you.
Good. Thank you.
Oh, that didn't work, did it? We'll see how we go on the phone. What is a good thing you can say back to the person? Give us some advice, 13, 10, 60, other than actually having to say, I love you too, which you might
and
not want to do.
And what's happened? Like, I want to hear some great love bombs that have gone down badly.
13, 10, 60.
101.9. The Fox.
The Fox.
Well, Fief, we saw this on Maths last night. This can be an awkward situation, can't it?
Yes, Hayley dropped the I love you bomb on David, and it just leads to nervous giggles in some instances, like with Hayley. Ooh. But I love the stories about when you've dropped or heard an I love you and how you've got out of it. And people might need – we can all learn from this when we have one dropped on us and we're not ready for it. Yeah. Kate in Cranbourne. Hi, Kate.
Hi, how you going, Fifi? I'm Fevan Byron.
You good.
Yeah, great, Kate. Now, what about you? Have you dropped an I love you a bit early?
Yeah, well, I didn't think it was early. We'd been together about 6 months, and I was going camping with my girlfriends for the weekend. I said, come along if you want. He goes, no, it's fine. Then he decided to surprise me in Noogee. I had no phone reception. I was in somewhere I wasn't going to be, and he managed to find me there, and I had a few drinks. I said, I love you, and he said, thank you.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then 3 years later, I was boarding a trip to America with my girlfriends. And he finally said, I love you.
Oh. 3 years you waited. Wow.
3 years.
Kate, yep. You're a good woman.
Are you still together?
Sure am. Yep. He was definitely
3 years? I reckon I dropped mine in 3 minutes.
Yeah,
really? You went in very quickly.
Oh, real early.
Okay. Thank you, Kate.
Yeah, and you knew, though, Fev. Look how beautiful that is.
I haven't heard one back since 2001.
Cheryl in Mill Park. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. How you going, guys?
Good, Cheryl. Have you been left waiting after saying I love you?
Yeah, like about 3 months in, I just adore this guy. And he is beautiful. He does things. I know that he loves me. But, about 3 months in, it was just one of those moments where you're overwhelmed. And I said to him, oh, I love you. And he just basically said, I've got feelings for you too. And I was just like,
whoa.
I didn't know how to get out of it. Because I didn't want to explain, I didn't mean it like that. I got caught up in the moment because then I didn't want him to feel bad about it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so pretty awkward.
Okay, very awkward.
And how did it play out, Cheryl? Are you still together?
Yeah, we're still together. It's been about a year, but I'm too scared to say it. Like, I haven't come up inside of me ready to go, and I just...
So he hasn't said it?
No, he hasn't.
I mean, just a thought, guys, and this is a bit on the fly.
You've got to
do
it in the bedroom.
Not in the bedroom.
Say it to him in the bedroom and see.
Could we put Shirley's partner on the phone, and could she do this live?
Maybe we could put Shirley's on, but what if we put Cheryl's on?
Indeed, Cheryl would be even better because that's the person we're speaking to. So, Cheryl, we could put your partner on the line and
oh,
maybe...
Dear.
Can we do that, Cheryl?
Can we try it?
I think he'd be right to go at this time. I know he'll freak out.
What's his name?
Graham.
Graham's either just turned his phone off.
Graham. So stay tuned. Either it will be Cheryl and Graham having a good chat on air, or we'll do
this
something
could
else.
Be the end of their relationship.
And if we come back and we're talking about something completely different, that didn't end well.
101.9 The Fox.
Okay, if you've hung around, you're going to love this. We were just talking to Cheryl from Mill Park, who has a year ago told her boyfriend, her partner Graham, that she loved him. He thanked her and she never heard it back. Then we said, can we get Graham on the line? Now, our producers are talking to Graham, so he can't hear us right now.
Right, okay.
And he's going to have no idea what's coming. But
I
Cheryl,
don't think he's going to like what's coming.
Are you ready to tell Graham again and see what he says?
Yes. And you know the funny part is, I've just realised, like, we've actually bought a property together recently.
Okay, Cheryl, this is a beautiful moment. Now, let's bring him into the conversation. Are you there, Graham?
Okay, so he was just getting distracted for a second,
okay,
Fief.
Now
we should be good with Graham on the line now, Fief.
Hi, Graham. It's Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Very well. Graham, we've got your beautiful partner, Cheryl, on the line, and Cheryl has something she'd like to say to you.
Hi, Graham.
Hello.
Hello. I'm just ringing up to tell you that I love you.
Thank you.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
Anything else there, Graham, or just a...
I hate public forums and social media and all the rest of it. But yes,
but do you love really, Cheryl?
Yeah, I appreciate that, and I love her too. Thank
you.
Yes, we did it, guys. Yes. They're in love. That wasn't awkward at all.
Well done.
There you go, Cheryl. Oh, she's crying.
This is a beautiful
moment.
There we go.
Guys, Graeme, as much as you hate all of this that just happened, what a great story to tell at dinner parties.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Now, Fev, this is interesting. Millennial slang is coming under fire. And you know what I've noticed lately? Yeah, look at you. And you just found out what YOLO meant about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
so,
I did.
But you're not even a boomer. This is what's ridiculous. I just find there's this whole thing that the press and the media are trying. They're trying to pit this war against millennials and boomers. And they're now saying that millennial slang is driving the granny boomers mad.
Oh, come on.
Anyway, I've got a list here of the millennial slang that is apparently driving the boomers mad. Now, we're not boomers here in this studio. My mum's a boomer, though.
I'm closer to a millennial, I would have thought.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
influencer.
Pardon, what was that? You're an influencer.
He's also an influencer. Continue.
So here are some of the words that are apparently driving boomers mad. Hubby. Hubby.
Well, hang on. That's an old school. That's a boomer word.
That's been around since my grandparents were young.
Exactly. I reckon our grandparents were calling each other, our grandmas were calling their partners hubby. Hubby. It is hubby, even millennial slang.
Ah, surely not.
No.
Here's another one. It is what it is. Yeah,
just
I reckon they've been saying that for centuries. It is what it is.
Just a general saying.
It's just a saying. Yeah, I would have thought so.
Hun.
Hun. Well, mate, I reckon my nan says hun.
I know. Babe. No, I'm sorry. You can't, millennials. You can't have the millennials have clearly just taken every word that we've been saying for the Ys, the Xs, and the Boomers have been saying our whole lives.
Where did you get this stat? Where did you get this from?
Well, from a newspaper.
Millennials don't read newspapers.
I know. Anyway. I just think they've made this up. Isn't that crazy? Well, I'm just trying to think. Here's another one. Here's some millennial slang, guys. Watch out, Boomers. Block your ears. You're going to be offended. Basically.
Oh,
okay,
that'll do.
101.9 The Fox.
Michelle Bridges, former Biggest Loser trainer, and obviously her own. She's got her own industry. She's got her own weight loss. I mean, she's responsible for so many people losing weight around the country and around the world. But she did plead guilty.
Did you hear the stat? It was over
2 million.
2 million kilos lost.
Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Well, it's funny you bring up that stat because, and we'll bring people up to speed. So yesterday she pled guilty in court to the Australia Day drink driving charge where she was pulled over and she tested over the limit and she had her little son in the back seat of the car. Now, this was Michelle when she was leaving court yesterday.
I would like to take this opportunity to express my deep remorse, shame and humiliation for this incident and an extreme lack of judgment.
Ooh, that would have been a very tough day for Michelle yesterday. And obviously going through something like that and anyone else who's gone through that, there's a lot of self-reflection involved. She would have a lot of mum guilt. I mean, that is a horrible place to find herself in. And she is being punished, though. Let's go back to what you referred to. It came out that she was responsible for Australians losing 2 million kilograms in weight because that's what her lawyer was trying to plead. Mm. So I'm going to read exactly what he said. Her solicitor said to the judge, "This is a special case." The judge said, "Why is that?" The lawyer went back, "Because she's a rather special person."
Oh, hang on. She's helped so many people.
Why? Because she's responsible for 2 million kilograms in weight loss.
Well, the judge would have laughed out of the court.
No, I think the judge did.
The judge did, and we should all, ordinary civilians, we should all be happy to know that the judge said,
are
you saying there's a different tier of justice for someone who has a higher standard in the community to an ordinary person? Well done, judge. So the judge wasn't buying into that. And gave Michelle convicted her. So she now has a conviction. And she was given her sentence, which is $750 fine. Not very much, is it, really?
No, it's not much.
I think that's very light.
Yeah.
And this is the bit that I take issue with. A 3-month driving ban. Now, how is it that convicted drink drivers, particularly in light of what we've seen in Sydney 2 weeks ago, the tragic, horrible incident where drink driving was involved, 3 month driving ban. To put that in perspective, and I'm going to put myself out there, a few years ago, was given a 6 month driving ban. I couldn't drive for 6 months, and that was based on my demerit points. I lost all my demerit points, and then I did that. I went for that option where you go
take the six.
I took the six instead of taking the three good behavior bond. But my 6 months was based on, and my demerit points, I lost most of them because over a 3 day period, I was going 85 in an 80 zone. In the tunnel, in the Burnley tunnel, and I was driving at like 4:30 a.m.
Those cameras work in there.
Absolutely. Ew. And it was like, because I just started doing breakfast radio and I was in an empty tunnel and I crept 5 kilometres over at 85, just to put that in context. I lost my licence for 6 months, and you can drink drive and lose it for three. Where is the governing body that oversees that?
That's I don't understand that.
You drink and you get behind a wheel, you're done. I personally think that's a year. That's a minimum. Yeah. You're done.
When they said on the news last night, should be able to drive again in April, I'm like, hang on, it's nearly March. That's like next month.
Totally agree. See, Fev, if you are, and I know that she has talked about her trouble and why she might be turning to alcohol at the moment, but that's a serious problem. That does a slap on the wrist of you get to drive again in 3 months. I don't think lessons are learned with that sort of penalty.
God, no. And just get in an Uber. God.
Yeah,
or a cab.
It's an important message.
And to her now, it's probably water under the bridge. You know, back driving. It's a little zinger.
I saw what you did there.
Not the time.
Michelle Bridges.
1019, The Fox.
There is a lot riding on what is going to happen on our show tomorrow. Now, I know that if you're listening now, you may not listen at 20 past six on a weekday morning when we play a little game called Are You Smarter Than? It's just a tiny quiz, 3 questions and you can win cash.
Are we going to play it at that time? 6:20?
What are you talking about? The
tomorrow.
Oh, well, yeah, we'll do that.
That means she has to come in early.
All right, we'll get her.
Okay, well, yeah, well, that's where we're going with this is. So that little game is under threat because our boss, Mad Mando, has said that she wants to get rid of it. Now, this has caused a lot of contention. There is a game, as Fev's referred to. Tomorrow, she is going to be playing Amanda, our boss, Mad Mando, against one of our listeners. And if Mad Mando loses, we keep the segment. If Mad Mando wins, we bone it. Now, lots of people have gotten behind this. Some of the greats, the best game show hosts of all time, including one, Grant Denyer.
Mando, what are you thinking? Game shows are Australia. Game shows are entertainment. Not only that, you're raising like the collective genius of the entire population. We're all getting smarter as a result. This is the ultimate community service that you can't afford to lose.
Well said, Grant.
Look at him come in. And now Amanda Febb has apparently left us a message. So tomorrow she'll be on the show and she'll be playing Are You Smarter Than? I don't know why she's left us this message. Maybe it's to trash talk the segment or us. Can we have a listen to it, Byron?
Morning, guys. Been listening to your auditions for Are You Smarter Than? The big battle last couple of days. Don't know if you found the right person yet. I'm still pretty confident. Just letting you know, I probably won't see you today. I think I'm going to take the day off to keep practicing for the big battle. Watching reruns of The Chaser. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Chaser?
It's called The Chase. Chase is a shot.
Those ABC guys. They're very funny comedians on the ABC.
There's a show called The Chaser.
Hey, I've got a question for the people writing
the show at all.
Writing the questions. Can they just ask what the game show is on Channel 7 at 5:30 on a weekday?
It's called The Chase.
Wow.
Okay, well, Fev, we have been doing auditions and we have found our man. Welcome to Are You Smarter Than? You are up playing our boss tomorrow, Raph from Camberwell.
Woo!
Now,
glad to hear it.
What a moment.
Raph, we know you're well credentialed. You've been on Millionaire Hot Seat before. You just lucked out on $100,000. But you will be taking on our boss. What prep are you going to be doing today, Raf?
I think I'm going to be watching a bit more of that show. What was it, The Chaser?
No.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Now, Raf, do you listen to our segment in the morning? Do you listen to our show at all?
I do listen to your show. I'm a regular listener, long time listener, first time caller.
He was on our show about an hour ago.
I know, but people could have said, "Mate, you're smart. Get on this show."
Oh, right. No, we haven't fudged it, Fief. There's a suggestion we might have just brought this guy in because he's smart. No, he's an actual listener.
Just making sure.
No, good point.
Now, Raf, any last minute words you'd like to give Amanda before the big battle, probably around this time tomorrow?
I just want to say, you know, don't worry about doing all that prep work, Amanda. Or, you know, you may as well go to Chaser's the nightclub rather than.
Chaser flub, isn't he? No, fair enough. He's working with what he's
got. Nice work, Raf.
Wow.
There we go. Yeah. So this time tomorrow, we are going to find out whether we keep our segment or it goes.
It's all on Raf. Have we considered that he Raf could lose?
He won't lose.
Okay. There's a lot on this, Raf.
He's going to win $1,000.
No, yeah, there's $1,000 on the line as well for you, Raf, if you win, mate.
That's good.
Okay, well, so he's very relaxed. This time tomorrow, be listening. The future of Are You Smarter Than is at stake here at The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, we are a team that spend a lot of time together. Now, one of our team members has a very annoying problem at the moment. It's annoying because it's affecting all of us. And what it is a broken computer.
Yeah, I've done nothing. No, it's something else. Fief said it.
Can we hear? Leon Shergren, our executive producer, has a laptop that he carries around with him and constantly uses in our meetings, in our studio. And whenever he walks into the room with a laptop, this is the sound it makes.
Nothing much annoys me, Boxy. Like, I don't really get annoyed at all. But when you're at home in the wing and we have our before show meetings in here. Leon sets up right next to me and he puts that laptop down right where my right ear is. Yes. I can't hear anything. All I can hear is
it is
the most annoying noise.
It is.
Fix it, mate.
Fix it.
Leon, fix it.
Well, I know that if I take it to the tech department, they'll want to sit down with me and look through the problem and reset my computer.
Maybe get your speech fixed up as well.
It's stressing me out. This sound. I'm still going now. I just think it's going to take too long to do. So I'll just... The computer's running fine. It's just making a loud noise.
No, it's not. See, this is the thing, Leon. That is an archaic computer. That is an old laptop. It needs to be thrown out and you need to start again.
So there it goes again.
Once your computer's making that noise, it's time to let it go.
Get rid of it. Update.
But don't you think you remind me a bit, Leon, of this? This is kind of like when your dad or your parents hang on to old, like, stuff. Like, you know, like even, like, my honestly, if I hadn't gotten my dad away from his iPhone 3, he'd still have that. Like, right. I have to keep reminding him, Dad, you know, and he'll go, but it's perfectly fine.
No, I'm like, Alex's dad had a Nokia.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I have to give him my old iPhone. He literally had a Nokia.
But in fairness, guys, at least those two things you said, I assume, those things are at least not making weird noises. They're put together properly. I mean, he's just using a broken laptop. I mean, that's...
For no reason. And you know what you remind... It reminds me of the people, and if you're listening, and I'm sorry, it blows my mind, who use iPhones or smartphones with the whole screen cracked so you can barely read anything.
Yeah.
I had a friend who she'd figured out how to read all the broken words because it was like a spider web on
my
her
iPad's
screen.
Like that at the moment, Boxy.
Yeah. See, I don't get that.
Tobes threw it off the bed and it smashed.
Okay.
You've got to go and get that fixed.
Yeah.
Let's just go to the Apple store. I think it's $100. I'll help you out if you need help.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Let's get that fixed.
That's a good idea. Hey, if you've got something you need fixed, Fief will pay for it. Give us a call.
301060. We'd love to hear from you. One, if you're using something that's broken. Like this, it's the door handle on the car that honestly, after 5 years, just fix it.
Yeah.
Or if you're using some really outdated technology.
Okay.
If you're using a Nokia, I'd love to hear. I'd love to hear from anyone who's still using it.
101.9 The Fox.
Leon Shergren, our executive producer, is walking around our office with this laptop making this noise. And this has been weeks, maybe months. I mean, this has got to stop, Leon. But you're not alone. People keep using things that are broken, like Gia and Craigieburn. Hi, Gia.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Gia. Are you pushing through with something as annoying as Leon's laptop?
No, it's my husband. He's got a Nokia C102.
Does he play Snake on it?
I do catch him playing Snake, yeah.
That's the only reason I'd still have a Nokia.
Yeah, he just says it's reliable, and I'm like, yeah. Does I he? Try and get him.
Gia, I'd almost want to speak to your husband. I'm fascinated by this because part of me thinks this is a good thing. Go back to the Nokias, then we won't be on our phones all day. Does he miss, like, being able to, I don't know, connect to the internet or look at photos?
No, well, every time I send him a photo, he's like, oh, I can't see it.
Right. Sounded like you're going to say something else when you send him a what photo?
Thank you very much there, Gia. Didn't those have an MMS? Was that the picture you got? Or was it an MMS?
No, I don't think you get anything.
Doesn't even
now.
Do that? No. Wow.
I didn't even know the SIM. How does the SIM card even fit in it?
It's a normal-sized SIM card.
One of
those
big ones, yeah.
Yeah, one of those big ones you get.
There we go. Thank you, Gia. So he's working with the C201 Nokia. How about that?
Kate in Frankston. Hi, Kate.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Yeah, good. Kate, what are you pushing through with?
My car doesn't lock.
Oh.
Doesn't lock?
Doesn't lock.
How do you leave it?
So we don't lock it.
Where do you live?
What street? Ev. What number?
Where do you live?
No, I've, and the thing is, I'm a special needs mama. I got three kids on the spectrum and one with the syndrome, and I've taken it to the auto elect twice. And he just shrugs his shoulders and goes, I have no idea. You've got a gremlin.
It shouldn't be that hard.
Yeah.
What sort of car is it?
It's a Ford.
Oh, well, lucky it's not a Holden.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Surely we can get this fixed for a Boxy, can't we?
You would think we could get this fixed, Kate. Leave it. We're going to put you on hold. Let's see if we can somehow.
We'll get it fixed for you, Kate.
You can't have a car that can't lock with your beautiful children. Yeah. That can't happen.
We'll get onto Leon's laptop and now Kate's car.
Nah, stuff Leon's laptop.
Bypass Leon's laptop.
We need to get Kate's car fixed.
Joe in Cranbourne. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how you going?
Good,
Joe. What have you got that's broken that maybe needs to be, I don't know, replaced?
I've got a microwave that's probably at least 12 years old.
Now, it's a bad line, but it's a microwave, I believe you said.
It's about 12 years old, and it blew up once. It's got a big black bubble in the side of it. And it started working again. I kept using it. Years later, my son put a pizza in there, overcooked it, smoked the whole house out.
Oh.
We decided, and the microwave was black, so we put it outside, ended up raining, got rain in it, and I was like, well, we'll have to throw it out. Put it in the garage thinking we'll chuck it out in hard rubbish, and one day I just thought, I'll clean it out and just plug it in. The worst going to happen, it'll trip the power. It worked fine. It makes a loud crackling noise. You need to hit it on the side sometimes. The crackling stops and the light comes on.
That is amazing.
Joe, it's been outside in the rain, went to the shed, it's back in the kitchen. Joe, can we please buy you a brand new microwave?
I suppose, but I like
one. Yes! No, she likes hers! She actually doesn't want a new one.
Oh, wow. I worry that it's not safe.
Okay. Hey, Boxy.
Could be a safety issue.
We've got a call from Mario in Dandenong.
Mm-hmm.
He might be able to help us out, Boxy.
Oh, hi, Mario.
Hello, how are we?
Yeah, good, Mario. Mario, you've called us for a reason.
Yes, I'm ringing. I can help out the lady that can't lock the vehicle, her Falcon. I used to work for Ford for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm willing to help her out because she's got kids, because I've got two of my own and I know how frustrating it can be.
Oh, Mario, that is so lovely. We're going to connect you to Kate in Frankston.
There we go.
And, we heard the story, if you missed it a few minutes ago, Kate has three beautiful children and she can't lock the car and we can't have that. That's not on. So, Mario, you are a gentleman. Well done. Thank you for that.
Mario. Problem.
And, Kate, you're on the line. We'll put you in touch with Mario, okay, and he'll fix it all up.
Thank you guys so much.
Oh, well done, Kate.
That was very nice.
Thank you, guys.
Hopefully she gets to see Luigi too.
Yeah, don't do Mario gags right
now. I was just
right
about to say how beautiful and wonderful our listeners are helping each other.
Also,
we did a Super Mario joke.
We have a request from Leon. Yes, Leon?
Can Mario look at my computer?
Okay.
Power Shop. 100% carbon offset power you can be proud of.